This is the NBC University Theater, bringing you a full-hour dramatization of Jane Austen's distinguished novel, Pride and Prejudice, starring Angela Lansbury as Elizabeth Bennet. Pride and Prejudice was a first novel written by Miss Austen at the age of 21. Today, it's the best known of her works, a delightful romance and a comedy of manners based on provincial family life in England of the late 1700s. The book has been adapted a number of times for stage, screen, and radio, and its popularity in all forms seems to grow with the decades. Today, on University Theater, we bring you a new version for radio and an exciting cast headed by Miss Angela Lansbury. Here, then, is Pride and Prejudice. It is about the year 1800. On the continent, Napoleon and his endless wars are creating havoc and confusion. In England, near Hertfordshire, a certain Mrs. Bennet is also creating havoc and confusion. On a smaller scale, perhaps, but nonetheless definitely. Mr. Bennet, as Mrs. Bennet is beginning to suspect, has sought refuge in his library.
Oh, there you are, you naughty man.
Oh, dear, yes, you found me at last. What is it, my dear?
My dear Mr. Bennet, have you heard that the house at Netherfield Park has been let at last?
No, Mrs. Bennet, I have not.
Lydia says that Netherfield has been taken by two unmarried young men of large fortunes down from London. A Mr. Bingley and a Mr. Darcy. How lovely.
Bingley and Darcy, lovely. How so, my dear?
Oh, Mr. Bennet, how can you be so tiresome? Surely you must know that I'm thinking of the young gentleman marrying at least one of our girls.
Oh, you mean that is why they've come to settle at Netherfield?
If we are clever enough, they may fall in love with Jane or Elizabeth. Lydia being a trifle too young, I fear. So now you must go over at once and bite them a tea, so that we can get acquainted in time for the Meryton ball.
Oh, this is most unreasonable. I've never been introduced.
Then you must introduce yourself. There's really nothing to it.
Then let me suggest that you go. I will send along a note by your hand, assuring the gentleman of my hearty consent to their dancing with and marrying with...